Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad you're joining us today.
Jesus and compassion. This devotional was written and read by Herb Sadler. Two brief scripture verses, 1 Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. Our second verse is Luke 6:36. So you must be compassionate, just as your Father is compassionate. I've been thinking a lot lately about the question, do we want leaders who reflect the values of Jesus, or do we want to try to make Jesus reflect the values of current leaders? Now the answer is obvious. Those of us who say we follow Jesus want leaders of our churches, our state, our nation, society in general, to have the values Jesus has. So, we must understand what the values of Jesus are. They're easy to discover. Read Luke 4, where he preaches his first sermon in Nazareth and proclaims that he has come to the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. Or look at the Beatitudes, which begin the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, God blesses the poor, those who mourn, the humble, those who hunger and thirst for justice, the merciful, those who work for peace, and so on. Or consider the parable of the Last Judgment, where he says, some will be banished eternally from God's presence, because they did not care for the hungry and thirsty, the aliens, the imprisoned. And others will live forever with him, precisely because they did care for such persons. So, it's clear from both his teachings and actions that empathy and compassion for those in need are among the highest values of our Lord. All of this comes to my mind because of comments recently by a national leader who said, empathy is for suckers. He also said, the fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy. I must ask, because many followers of Jesus trust this man, do we want leaders who reflect the values of Jesus, or do we try to bend Jesus to fit any current leader? Read the Gospels, dear friends. Read Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Read what Jesus said. Consider what he did. He consistently demonstrated compassion and empathy, especially for hurting people. And he consistently criticized those who chose economics over empathy, rules over relationships. As Jesus draws near the close of his Sermon on the Mount, he says, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of our Father in heaven. I encourage you to stand up for compassion. Without empathy and compassion, we are spiritually barren. We are a spiritual desert. And with it, we are at the heart of our Lord's life and message. Dear God, you commanded us to be compassionate as you are. May we choose your way of seeing people. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.